This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I welcome you all here today, the second Sunday after Pentecost. For those worshiping at home, we are using Divine Service 4 for the summer months out of the Lutheran Service Book, day number 645, 668, 781, 620, 735, 825, and 672. Father, our service received on the way in, beginning on page 3 with confession and absolution, followed by the sharing of peace and the procession of it. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and be seated in confession. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God, and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun his good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We rise to share your peace. Your Son, Jesus, triumphed over the prince of demons and freed us from bondage to sin. Help us to stand firm against every assault of Satan and enable us always to do your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of our lessons from God's Holy Word.
We rise from the singing of the Alleluia verse.
They went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." these scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, he is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he casts out the demons. And he called them to him and said to them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds his strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit. And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And he answered them, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated in the children.
Keeping you from your faith in Jesus. So as we listen to the message today, living inside, we know that the Holy Spirit will allow us to continue to be that light in the world. I wish you my best this week, and if you would just pray for me real quick. Dear Jesus, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving that faith to us and lighting us with your love. Continue to burn deeply in us and regenerate and recreate us and make us a new creation. And we thank you for protecting that faith, that in all things you help us guard our hearts and our minds and protect that faith. Bless us this week as we meet those challenges. In your name we pray.
We continue with the sermon hymn, Rise to Arms with Prayer Employ You, on page 8. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever ever had that dream where you find yourself at school or work, everything's pretty normal, but then you realize that you're naked or you're in your underwear? Supposedly, this dream is something about having your insecurities revealed. In our Old Testament reading, we find some people who are living out that dream. Adam and Eve suddenly realize that they are naked. They are naked and ashamed. Ashamed not just of being unclothed, but ashamed because they have disobeyed God. Naked and ashamed, our great-great-grandparents try to cover up with fig leaves, and then they try to run from God, to hide from God. They have been deceived by the lies of the evil one. They have broken the world. Now they're trying to hide from God's wrath. God, however, is not going to destroy them and start over. Instead, God has a plan for redemption. God comes looking for his human creations, and he asks them questions. He calls to them, "Where are you?" And Adam said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." God said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" Satan deceived the two by questioning God's word. Did God actually say? He twisted the truth, and he repackaged rebellion against God as just being like God. God asks the naked and ashamed couple three questions, which convicts the hiding pair of their sin. Although it turns out that isn't just Adam and Eve hiding in the garden, the serpent is still there with them. Guilty Adam desperately tries to shift the blame to others. "The woman that you gave to me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." The Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me." The Lord God will address Eve and Adam, but first he speaks to Satan, the serpent, and he curses that evil one. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." God gives the plan of redemption. The offspring of the woman will be wounded, but he will crush the serpent's head. God promises a savior and covers over Adam and Eve's naked shame with garments of skin. In our gospel reading, the offspring of the woman has come and is preparing to crush the devil's head while being wounded by the devil on the cross. As Jesus moves about in his ministry, his very presence causes unclean spirits to cry out, and then Jesus drives them out. Jesus has been driving out demons, healing many, preaching and teaching. He cleanses a leper, heals a paralytic and a man with a withered hand. Jesus is attracting such large crowds that he's not even able to eat. And Jesus' family hears about this, and they twist things around and declare he's out of his mind. The scribes twist the truth of what's going on and try to repackage what is happening. They say that Jesus is casting out demons by the prince of demons. Jesus, upon whom the Holy Spirit descended at his baptism, is being accused of being in league with the devil. Jesus has come to crush the devil, and the scribes say he is working with the devil. And Jesus called to them and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house." Jesus is binding the strong man, Satan, and plundering his house. Jesus is freeing people from the power of the devil, and the scribes are saying he's possessed by the devil. And Jesus sternly warns them of the dire consequences of them mislabeling who Jesus is. Truly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying he has an unclean spirit. If you reject Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you reject forgiveness. You will be lost forever. You will stand before the judgment seat of God naked and ashamed because you have rejected the Lamb's robe of righteousness, which would have covered over all your sins. Sin is serious. You need forgiveness. You need Jesus. If you reject Jesus, you reject forgiveness. You need the real Jesus who died on the cross for you and rose from the dead for you. You need the real Jesus of the Bible, not one that has been repackaged and relabeled into someone compatible with the whims of the culture. How wicked would it be for someone to come into your house and take toilet bowl cleaner and pour it into soda pop bottles and then put them in the fridge? That would be a tremendous evil, to repackage and relabel poison to make it appear harmless. But that's exactly what people love to do these days. Folks love to repackage and relabel sin to make it seem harmless and fun. Greed and the love of money is repackaged as ambition and aggressive business skills. Anger is relabeled as righteous indignation. God created man and woman and said, "Be fruitful and multiply." And therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. God has a plan for sexual intimacy within the marriage union of a man and a woman. But people reject God's plan and relabel and repackage sexual sins to seem harmless. Just fooling around. Just hooking up. Just shacking up. So much twisted and perverse sexual sin is now repackaged with rainbows and relabeled as pride. Killing an unborn child is called essential health care for women. Killing the elderly and the infirm is called death with dignity. We so much want to listen to the devil's lie. Did God really say? And then repackage and relabel sin. And when sin is repackaged and relabeled as harmless, it is more dangerous than toilet bowl cleaner in your pop bottle. Because if you believe sin is harmless, you will not seek forgiveness. And without forgiveness, sin is eternally deadly. If you reject Jesus' forgiveness because you ignore sin, it will leave you standing naked and ashamed before the judgment seat of God. Do not fall into this twisted trap of the evil one. Renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways. You are a baptized child of God. Your naked shame has been covered by the robe of Jesus' righteousness, made white in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus paid for your sins on the cross at Calvary. He is the first fruits from the dead, promising that you will be raised from the dead. In Christ, you have eternal life. Indeed, you are by nature sinful and unclean, but you have forgiveness in Jesus. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So stay alert. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Every day, be aware of the devil's tricks as he twists the true Jesus into a false Jesus, even making Jesus the enemy. Resist the devil and his lies as he repackages and relabels sin. And remember, the devil knows all your weak points. Do not dabble with sin and evil. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Always remember that you are a new creation in Christ. You have been born again in water and the Spirit. Declare the truth. I am baptized. I still struggle with sin, but Jesus has forgiven me. On the last day, I will not be naked and ashamed before the throne of God because I am clothed in Jesus' righteousness, and I will live with him forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
Prayers. We remember Carol and I, who's finished her treatments, for Becky Prosper, who has cancer, for Jeff Snell, Alan, and Lita's son, who's come back home and is under hospice care, for Dolores Bowman's daughter, Shauna Miller, who's recovering from back surgery, Tom Martin's uncle, David Leahy, who's beginning treatment for pancreatic cancer, for Albert Hamilton, a friend of Lou Selmayr's, having complications from heart surgery, for Aaron McMahon, having back surgery on June the 10th, for James Kohler, the son-in-law of the Snells, who has returned home and has follicular lymphoma. For Marissa Snell, granddaughter of the Snells, who gave birth to a healthy baby, Maddie, this week. For the family of Ralph Weiss, a former member who died this last week. And for Eli, Ransom and Tina Brinkman, who diagnosed with Chiari malformation. In peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. In thanksgiving to the promised offspring, Jesus Christ, who by his death has crushed Satan's head forever. Because God promised deliverance from sin and its curse to Adam and Eve and received their meager confessions for the sake of his grace. So he would show us the comfort of sins forgiven and lead us in constant hope of his new creation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For courage that as we believe, so we also will speak of the confidence of Christ's resurrection, that we would be emboldened to confess this Christian faithful for a lively conscience, and that for Christ's sake, grace may extend to more and more people for the glory of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all who feel the sore and division brought about by the confession of Christ's truth, especially within their own families, but seeing as Christ was also rejected on earth by friends and relatives, that they be assured that their stand is necessary. Be guarded from seeking to fall so ease through peace, and be turned in every earthly disappointment towards God's eternal and undivided church triumph. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation, with its government that has no kingdom or house of God that can ever stand, God will frustrate the destructive work of Satan, unite our leaders and our people for the common good, and lead us to a place of our true hope. Lead us to place our true hope in his eternal kingdom, which is not of this world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who suffer in this earthly death, especially Carolyn, Becky, Jeff, Sean, David, Albert, Gary, James, Melissa, Ralph's family, and Eli. And fixing their eyes beyond the transient to things unseen, that they would not lose heart, and that God in his eternal wisdom would prepare them through this slight momentary affliction for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, when at last we are raised with Christ and brought into his presence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all of communion, as Satan once overcame our first parents through the eating of the tree's fruit, so Christ would overcome the devil among us here by the fruit of his cross, his body and blood given and shed for us for the forgiveness of sins. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
what was lost in paradise has been regained by the conquering wounds of your Son, crucified and raised again. In him we are restored as your children and made bold to ask for every need. Hear us for his sake and in his name, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns through all eternity. All who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, have come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name, and and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it all. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you all. Welcome to the Lord's Day. Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in true faith and the life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. departing peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.